It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. I'm Kenise Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Iranian officials have expressed skepticism over the U.S. president's offer to sit for talks with Tehran. Iran's foreign minister said the U.S. can only blame itself for pulling out of the nuclear deal and leaving the table. Mohammad Javad Zarif stressed that threats, sanctions, and PR stunts will not work. Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Qasemi said Donald Trump's offer to negotiate with Tehran contradicts his actions. Qasemi said the offer was a populist one and an act of demagoguery. The head of Iran's Revolution Guards Corps, Major General Mohammad Ali Ja'afari, also said Iranian officials are aware of Trump's demagogic scenarios and have seen them many times. The remarks come a day after Trump said he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials anytime and without any preconditions. Joining us now via Skype from California is Mark Weber. He's the director of the Institute for Historical Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. Now, this skepticism that we're seeing being expressed by the Iranian officials, is this skepticism misplaced in your opinion?
This declaration by Trump that he's willing to meet now without preconditions is not a sign of strength, it's a sign of weakness. It shows the limitations to the campaign we've seen for months of threats, economic sanctions, bluster, and bullying by the Trump administration against Iran. This campaign is reaching its limits. Most of the world has rejected the American campaign. No countries are not willing to go along with the U.S. Campaign against Iran that Trump is pushing, and Trump's in a bind. He faces a choice. He can try to reach out now as he's doing, changing his rhetoric, trying to go back on the policy he has been pursuing, and now try offer to meet with Iran. Or he can go ahead, and the only direction that can go in without any kind of negotiation is war. And he doesn't want that because nobody in America wants that. The world, nobody in the world will support it except maybe Israel and possibly Saudi Arabia. So Trump is in a bind, and it should be kept in mind that him saying that he's willing to negotiate with Tehran is a sign of weakness. Iran is responding in the way that any self-respecting person or country should respond to bullying and to a bully. It should stand up to a bully, and that's what Iran is doing. And I think to the satisfaction and applause of many, many people around the world who are sick and tired of this long train of bullying and threats and high-handedness by the American president.
Right, but Mr. Weber, as you've just pointed out, too, this is a crisis of Trump's own making. He should have seen this coming.
Trump doesn't look ahead. He doesn't understand the world. He didn't understand, it was obvious during the campaign, he didn't really understand even the agreement that was made with the United States, Iran, and other countries in 2015. It was clear during the campaign that he thought that this was some sort of deal made between Obama and Iran, and that the Iranians just tricked Obama into making this deal. No, this deal, this agreement made in 2015 represents a world consensus. It had the support of, as you know, Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain, and Trump didn't understand that. He didn't understand that this agreement is really a win for everybody except maybe Israel. And he doesn't think ahead. He doesn't understand these kinds of deeper and underlying factors.
Right. So what's the solution here? Trump is talking about sitting down for talks without any preconditions. He's lost all credibility, though. Iran's not going to agree to it. Can Trump now talk his way or tweet his way back into the JCPOA?
He can't do that without having, as we say, egg on his face, without looking pretty stupid. He's going to bluster. He'll continue his rhetoric. I would think the best thing for Iran to do is hold tight. At some point, this is going to become very obvious that this campaign is not working, especially in November. Washington has given a November deadline for the rest of the world to comply with the sanctions the United States has announced against any country or company that buys oil from Iran. That's not going to work. And Trump's going to increasingly face the hard reality. But the world rejects his campaign against Iran because it's really a campaign in a way, not just against Iran, but against the world and against the whole structure of international law.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Director of the Institute for Historical Review, Mark Weber, joining us via Skype from California. Mr. Weber, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.